on Racing HQ. Racing HQ.
Green lights on and they are racing.
Here's On The Pace.
Tiger Tara, who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the tab into Dominion 2018 and in style.
And in style.
24 to 11. We're going to look at harness racing. The man who knows all about that is Adam Hamilton. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Cozzy. And, well, we just heard a flashback there to the Inter Dominion, and it's a beautiful segue into this weekend because there are feature races and major race-defining events all around Australasia this weekend. You've got the Fremantle Cup. We'll talk about that. Over in New Zealand at Cambridge, you've got the Flying Mile, which sees a clash between the Auckland Cup winner and New Zealand Cup winners in Turn It Up and also the Fixer. You've got Tiger Tara, the Inter Dominion champion, back from a spell at Menangle on Saturday night in our own backyard. And then down in Victoria, you've got the running of the Shepparton Cup, where we'll see a significant Inter Dominion flavour with the runner-up from behind Tiger Tara, Our Uncle Sam, Pat's Delight, and also San Carlo going around there. So it's an extraordinary weekend where harness fans are going to be, you know, tuning into all different venues. And then it all sort of starts to consolidate as they come towards, many of them, the Ballarat Cup next Saturday night in Victoria, the WA Pacing Cup next Friday night. But most significantly, the $500,000 Hunter Cup at Melton on February 2, and then we count down towards that massive one, the $1 million, first time it's been $1 million, Miracle Mile at Menangle in that first week of March. So it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, yeah, there's no doubt we're at a transitional time in harness racing. But, you know, when you look around some of the stars in action in these four feature races over this weekend, it's going to be absolutely fantastic once we do get them all together. And building up to that and sorting through them is going to be very, very exciting.
Now, got our guests on the way, have we?
Yeah, we certainly have. So this morning, if we can get hold of them all, we'll be chatting to Kimma Frenning, the former Swedish harness racing rider is what she was there before she came over here and had her arm twisted to try driving. And now she's got into the driving. She's made an incredible success story of it. And not only that, she's training her first horse in Buster Brady, who's won 4 from 6 in Australia and took out the Cobram Cup last week. And now, I believe, is headed towards the absolute big league, possibly Ballarat, maybe even the Hunter Cup. We'll find out more from Kimma, who, of course, was part of the Inter Dominion series and a big part of it, with Big Jack Hammer and also Rapper's Delight in the two finals, Cozzy.
Who else will you be chatting with?
Going to be talking to Shane Tritton and Tim Butt as well. So, we've got Timmy Butt will be joining us from Perth. We'll get him towards the end. And also Shane Tritton, who one of his horses, Muscle Factory, set an Australasian record winning at Menangle in the three-year-old last Saturday night. But let's get to Kimma Frenning. No doubt she's a lot harder to get hold of these days than she was probably 6 or 12 months ago. Kimma, how are you handling all this media attention? And good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. Thanks for having me. I'm liking it. I'm a bit unused to it, but, I'm liking it.
Well, you're having to get used to it very quickly. You were one of the, most talked to people around Inter Dominion time. And before we start to look ahead again, I know we don't get a lot of time to reflect in this sport in any racing because we move from carnival to carnival, but you must have had a little look back and just shaken your head at being such a big part of an Inter Dominion.
Oh, yeah, it was unreal, you know. 12 months ago, or even like a couple of years ago when I was over in Perth with Lenny and Hector, that's just such a massive dream just to be able to be a part, you know, a small part of it. And then to now this year be able to drive in it, it's an unreal feeling.
And it rolls on, doesn't it? The Inter Dominion might be our biggest event, but where it falls in the calendar, it's almost the start of a massive 3 months. And a horse that you gave some thought to running in the Inter Dominion is the first horse you've trained as a trainer in your own right, Buster Brady. You made the decision to hold back and wait and just let him learn and get a bit more experience. The latest step in that experience came with a powerhouse win in the Cobram Cup where he just smashed the clock last Sunday.
Yeah, Yeah, no, he's been really good, and he was sort of forced to probably go in the Inter-Dominion, but then, you know, he was racing, and we probably just thought we'd hold off 12 months with him, and there's plenty of other good races around the group, you know, all the country cups and that, and yeah, he was really, really good on Sunday. I got a bit nervous when he got pulled in, but yeah, he sorted it out.
It was a fascinating race, wasn't it? You drew the back row, and a lot of people thought around a flat track like Cobram. It's an old-fashioned track that could have been your undoing. But, you know, a potentially tricky draw turned into a sensational draw when you sort of waved the magic wand through the field early and found the lead.
Yeah, we had a bit of luck there early. There was a gap there, and, you know, lucky enough, he was quick enough to take it. And, yeah, I was very happy when we were in front, and I thought he'd be pretty hard to beat from there, but then he obviously, you know, got striking a little bit and got a bit worried, but he's a real trier. If he gets the horse outside of him, he just refuses to let him pass him.
And I think it took all of that, didn't it? Because, you know, we won't get too technical, but the sectional time that he ran for the first 400 metres of his last mile, it's almost impossible to do that and still finish off your race, but he found a way.
Yeah, for sure. I don't really know. He got a bit keen when, you know, Amanda's horse came up outside of him, and he just wanted to race in it. Yeah, like I said, I got very worried there, and I'm probably going to have to do a couple of gear changes for that. You know, he's going to be going, hopefully, fingers crossed, racing against the best one very soon, and he can't really be pulling
in,
you know, like that in them races. So I'll have to just do a couple of gear changes. But, yeah, he's so tough and he's super quick as well.
Well, as you said, I guess what you'd say so far is he's done everything right and answered every challenge you've given him. But as happens in any form of racing, the bar continues to get raised. And does it get raised for the Ballarat Cup on Saturday week, or do you go straight into a Hunter Cup with him now?
No, he'll go to the Ballarat Cup, you know, fingers crossed everything's fine with him, but he's, you know, he's seen really well since the run, and that's our aim, to go to the Ballarat Cup, and it'll be pretty strong, and then obviously next aim is the, you know, the Hunter Cup.
Yeah, well, we're talking Ballarat Cup. It'll bring together Tiger Tara, who resumes this weekend, the Inter-Dominion champs coming down for Ballarat. You'll have three Purden runners with Spankham, Cruz Bromack and the Fixer coming across as well. So, you know, this is, it's going to be a serious dress rehearsal. If he can measure up in that, he can measure up in anything right now.
Yeah, for sure. And that's sort of why we want to tuck him in it as well. He's been doing, like you said, everything right, and he's been, you know, racing really, really well, but we don't really know how he sort of stands up against the absolute top one. So it'll be very interesting to see how he sort of stands up against them. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've got a tremendous opinion of him. Just while we've got you, where is Rapper's Delight, the horse who took you through the Inter-Dominion series so well?
At home, he seemed to come through the series pretty well. He went to the water walking for a couple of weeks and just had a little freshen up, and a couple of weeks doing work at the water walker. So he's back now. He's actually trialling at Shepparton tonight. So he's had a couple of like fast works, and yeah, he's going to have just a quiet trial tonight.
It's going to be it'll be tricky for you, because I mean he's going to be in the elite races as well, and you know, under the rules, you've got to drive the horse that you train, don't you? So I guess it saves you from making a decision, but this is what happens when you become successful and popular, isn't it? You've got to split with some horses you've had a great relationship with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's just every time you have to make a decision, you know, between these horses, it's heartbreaking, because, you know, I get to work with them every day, and you sort of form a bond with almost every single one of them, and you know, it is hard decisions. So, yeah, we'll just probably have to see what happens when we get closer to that. But, yeah, I am training Buster Brady, so that's, yeah. You know, we'll just see what happens.
Can't wait to see him in the big league. You've got a massive fan in Sky Racing's Jason Bonington with Buster Brady. I know that he's convinced that he'll measure up. Well done on the success at Cobram. The great start to your training career. Not just winning the Cobram Cup, but winning about half the card there as well. So always great to chat. You're a breath of fresh air, Kimmer. Good luck in the build up to Ballarat.
Thank you very much, Adam. Appreciate it.
Kimmer Frenning there, she's just been such a fantastic addition to our driving and now training ranks. A guy who has been at the top of the tree in training for a long, long time and is not afraid just to pack his horse up and go and chase a big race. And he's been rewarded for doing so many times, and it looks like he will again in Perth. I speak of the former Kiwi champ Tim Butt, now based here in New South Wales at Menangle, and Tim joins us from Perth now, where I think you've been co-hosting a radio show over there most of the morning, Tim.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun with Gareth. It's good value, and they do a great job, then, boys.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the trip started on a terrific note. There might have been a few people surprised when you decided to make the trip over to Perth with just the one lead-up run with Myfield Marshall, but obviously it indicated how happy you were with the way that he'd come back.
He's had a great preparation. It's probably the first time he's had a bit of a decent spell, and then nice reconditioning period, and he was well in Menangle. It was a bit of a rush trip. I wouldn't have minded a wee bit more racing under our belt, but it's all worked out so far.
Well, it has, and you were super, super keen to get over there early and get a lead-up race into him. What was your thinking behind that, and which he won, of course, a week and a half ago?
Yeah, well, generally, the tighter track, just getting his gear right and getting a look at it. And generally, their first runs do worse, so once they have that run, the nervous energy goes and they start to settle into the environment, and I'm a big believer in that, so that was the key to coming over early, and it was a bonus to win it.
Well, we know how fast he is, but I guess something we haven't seen him get the chance to do a lot in Australia is show his gate speed. You drew nicely first up, and he just blasted to the front. And then last night, no doubt you would have been grinning sort of late last night, Sydney time, when he managed to draw so beautifully on the front row.
Yeah, well, it's perfect, really. You got options from two, and I think just around these smaller tracks, the front's probably the front or the fence it's supposed to be, we always sort of thought if we get a good draw, we're going to take advantage of it. So it's worked out well again this week.
All the signs have been good in the week and a half since he won over there first up?
Yeah, he's actually thrived. He's probably, getting into the zone. And this racing will give him a bit of bottom for the Miracle Mile and the Hunter Cup going forward.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Obviously, you've got another couple of potential horses for the Hunter Cup as well. He's such a great sprinter, Myfield Marshall, and with his history, you've been a little reluctant to get his races too close together. But with this preparation he's had, and how happy you are, he will come back and go straight into a Hunter Cup.
Well, he's got to fly back to Melbourne, and I'll make that call after the last race. But he's sort of got to come through there anyway, and it's a fortnight. And then it's a fortnight to the heat of the Miracle Mile. So, works in pretty good, really. So we'll just see how he gets through these two and go from there.
Absolutely. All right, that's terrific news with him. You've seen the locals as well there. With no Chicago Bull, there's no standout over there, and probably their second-best horse, or their second-best horse, their best horse racing at the moment, Galactic Stars, drawn the back row. So that makes your draw even better for this $300,000 Freo Cup.
Yeah, Chicago Bull was still going. We may not have contemplated the trip, but Galactic Stars is really the only guy that's proven himself on Grand Circuit level. So, and he's going to find it tough on that draw. But, I always respect the locals. They know the style of racing. And, look at Lazarus last year. They don't hand it to you. So we're expecting a bit of fireworks.
And just as I mentioned in the intro, you're a big believer, aren't you, in just packing the bags and getting the horses on the road. You've got to be part of these races to win them.
Yeah, well, you draw 10 at Menangle and you're racing for 30,000, whereas you're coming over here and you might draw 10, but you're racing for 350 and 450, any open class free-for-all is hard to win. But, I felt the Cobram Cup was probably stronger than the Bendigo Cup, for instance, any of those top class races are hard to win. So you might as well be racing for top dollar than going around for 30.
What about Let It Ride? Maybe at the start of this season, given their age and where they are at, most people might have said Let It Ride could be your new stable star. But he's a bit of a work in progress this campaign, isn't he? Has it been hard to get him back to that Blacks of Fake form?
Yeah, well, I think the Blacks of Fake form was a little bit ranked just with they got a terrific run on great fictionals, and you know, probably like the Cruise Bromax and the Field Marshal didn't, but you know, they were off their game, so probably looked a lot better than it really was. And at the same token, he's still going well. He's getting seconds and thirds and against, you know, good horses. But, you know, to win a 100 Cup, he needs to improve. So, but I think, you know, I felt, you know, he's strong at the finish the other day, and he hasn't had a lot of racing in the field, and the Ringcraft's just missing at the moment. But, you know, on a strong pace in a 100 Cup, you know, he'll be finishing it off.
Yeah, the signs were better at Bendigo, weren't they?
They were, you know, San Carlos is a great horse, and, you know, another stride, you know, and even straight after the line, he's 2 or 3 lengths clear. So he just got a bit lost coming up the passing lane. He didn't know how to sprint, and then he put a wee roughie in. So, you know, I just think he's a horse in the making, and it's very difficult for us coming from an angle off that speed racing to get a horse to adapt sometime if they're not versatile, you know.
So, it's just a totally different style of racing, isn't it? Speaking of Menangle, a horse you've got a really good opinion of in the stable, and, you know, these races may be coming up a little bit early for him. Better Match. He looks a lovely horse in the making.
Yeah, he's a beautiful specimen and individual, and very, very laid back, so I haven't really found the bottom to him yet. But I'm more thinking I'll just hang around Menangle, and, you know, there's Newcastle Mile and, you know, bits and pieces, I think. I think on a hot pace, when he's sitting in not doing the work, he'll get home pretty good. He's, you know, it's a lovely horse.
And Rakapuka Ruler, a relatively new addition to the stable. Things look good early, and then he put in a below par run at Bathurst.
Yeah, he just got pulling and he started hitting the wheels, and it made him worse at him. So I'd forgive that run. You know, I think he's a horse that maybe around Queensland wintertime he'll be adjusting to the top level of racing. He's just a little bit fiery and a little bit green at that top level. But, you know, I feel in another 6 to 12 months, he's only a 5-year-old. He'll strengthen up and learn how to be a racehorse.
Yeah, what a move it's been for you to, you know, to lift the family up, bring them over to New South Wales, seeing the greater business opportunities over there, and you know, the stable's blossomed, the racing opportunities have blossomed as well. It's been a tremendous move, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we could be more happy. You know, we're enjoying the lifestyle and, you know, having a bit of success. And, you know, I just think the opportunity is there in New South Wales. You know, I think it's probably the most progressive state financially. And, you know, you see the Miracle Mile going to a million and all the stakes rising. And, you know, tax parity is a big thing. And, you know, the government in New South Wales seem to be right behind all facets of racing. So, you know, it's a great move for us, and we're really pleased we did it.
Yeah, absolutely. They tell me one of the great names in world harness racing, Noel Daly, might be making Menangle home as well.
Yep, he's going to be trainer for Emilio. So you know, that's great, because he's just a world-class horseman. And but I did tell Emilio that he hasn't trained a winner in Australia for a while, so keep him on his toes.
Yeah, it's just great for competition, isn't it? And it must really vindicate your decision when you see something like, you know, the Miracle Mile going up to $1 million as well.
Oh, for sure. You know, as I said, it's a progressive state, and, you know, the guys are good to talk to. We can get our voice across, and they listen, and, you know, they're harness racing people at heart. So that's the main thing. And, you know, sometimes we find with administrators, you move on to better jobs or better pastures, and harness racing is the worst off for it. So you want a guy that's going to stay there long term.
Yeah, absolutely. Our next guest we'll be chatting to in just a moment is a guy who was there from the start of Menangle and has probably been, you know, the most successful person there in Shane Tritton. Obviously trains in partnership with his wife Lauren as well. They do things their own way, but is there anything you've learnt from the success and the style that they sort of race their horses at Menangle?
Oh, for our doubt, you know, Shane's the yardstick at Menangle. He's, you know, his horses race terrifically over the mile, and he thinks outside the square. So, and he, you know, he's great for the game. Like, they're, you know, proactive people. And now I've learned a lot off Shane since I've been there, and he mightn't realise that, but I've been tweaking a few things his way. And, yeah, no, you know, he's definitely the main competition, and you always respect his horses. So, you know, he's just got to keep improving and keep continuing to get those good horses.
Yeah, he certainly does. And he makes a racing oh so interesting, doesn't he? There's nowhere to hide when you're in a race against Team Tritton.
No, well, you've got to front up. That's the key. And it keeps everybody on their toes, you know what I mean? So, you know, say he's keen, he's young, and he's got a different style. The problem with a lot of, you know, young guys, it's tradition. You've learnt from 30, 40 years ago, and it's handed down. And I think it's a breath of fresh air when you get someone with a different style, and that's how harness racing evolves. So that's what you need.
Yep, very true. We're about to chat with him now, Tim. Thanks so much for joining us from Perth. Good luck, not only in the Frio Cup this week, but also for the WA Cup the week after. I'm heading across for that WA Cup, so I'll look forward to seeing you over there.
We'll catch you for a beer. Cheers, Adam.
Good on you, Tim Butt, one of the best in the business, talking Fremantle Cups, WA Cups, and life in general since he's made Sydney and Menangle his home, and his racing backyard, if you like. We spoke a little bit about Shane Tritton. Shane, high praise for you as you join us here. I'm not sure if you just heard the end of Tim Butt, but, you know, Tim being one of the best in the business, but he said he's learnt a lot from the about Menangle racing and training the horses from the way yourself and Lauren do business up there.
Yeah, look, when Tim first came over, we you know, try to just give him some advice, and, you know, it's hard. He's probably one of the best in the business, and it's, you know, but this style is very different, and he's obviously adapted really well, and probably shouldn't help him. He's starting to beat me now, so we'll have to change the cards.
It's exciting, though, isn't it? You know, stake money's healthy. You got a $1 million Miracle Mile, which I'm sure you'll be wanting to be part of as well. You got a lot of other big feature races up there. You've got big name trainers like Tim, like Noel Daly coming into the mix up there. So, you know, competition's just crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, look, as much as we're all racing each other, it's a community, and harness racing is a family. And, you know, we want everyone to do well, and you know, as much as we want to win, but we're all just trying to make a living and a path in life, and the more money there is to spread around, the better it is for everyone.
I was up in Queensland in sort of mid to late winter, and predominantly there for the Blacks of Fake, but you had a young horse, a Muscle Factory, win the two-year-old there. Brittany Graham and I were watching, and I swear the margin would have been officially described as half the straight. You had a real grin on your face after that and said, it's time for a spell now. I think we've got something special. Well, first up, we saw that something special. Australasian record, 149.6 for a three-year-old at the very start of the season.
Yeah, he's just been a horse that we've from the moment we got him, we kind of just band-aided him and didn't really push him, and, you know, kept his hobbles really tight because that's what he was in. And that last sort of little stint in Queensland, we got to experiment a little bit with training with him, and he responded exactly how we could have dreamt. And so I knew that with a full campaign under our belt, he should improve, and he's certainly done that. And yeah, he's just one out of the box, and hopefully we can just look after him and he'll do the rest.
Yeah, he's made the first statement, if you like, well, in Australia this season anyway, with that performance. You know, we know some of these Kiwis look really good. Ultimate Sniper, the All-Stars barn, won't be coming to the Victoria Derby, but you'll have to deal with him in the New South Wales Derby. And then no doubt you'll be following with interest. I know you watch your opposition closely, but the likes of Centenario and Hurricane Harley popping up at the Melton Trials today. So, you know, as exciting as your horse is, and it could be the best young horse you've had, you still sort of keep your fingers crossed that's enough in a really tough school, don't you?
Oh, look, and I do this every year. We get a really good horse and we go to the races, and then Mark or Emma or someone turns up with one that's a bit better. So we're getting very used to that. But the fact of the matter is he's a horse that just defies logic. He's just as tough as he is fast, and I guess, you know, we've been waiting for the right horse to come along. That's the combination of both. And, you know, if they've got one better than him, then you know, I'll just keep scratching my head. But at the end of the day, we're really happy with how he's going. And, you know, I'm not worried that he's got to step up in distance. We've been sort of, this whole campaign's been focused on that. And, you know, I really think that we're in a right place for a change.
Well, you're going to find out very soon, aren't you? Because next up will be Ballarat for the Derby Heats next week.
Yeah, definitely head to Ballarat now. And, you know, he sort of suits the small tracks. We've seen that up in Queensland. And, yeah, I think everything's just working out well for us at the moment. He's pulled up really well from the run. And, you know, I don't, as much as we get carried away with times and things, I really don't think it bothered him. He was quite bright after the race and the next day. And, you know, he's got a long season ahead of him. So hopefully we can keep improving. And just for a change, it might be good enough.
Yep, certainly very, very exciting. It's just it's wound up everyone's appetite for these Victoria Derby heats and then the final. So just a quick update on some of the horses you had down at the Inter-Dominion and what you're doing with them, whether we'll see any of them back in Victoria. I suspect maybe not. You might be just Miracle Mile focused now.
Yeah, definitely. Alpha Rock and Maxi Man, they're both look to be probably racing next weekend at Menangle. They're both coming up extremely well. The issues we had with Alpha Rock leading into the consolation have reared their head as a false alarm. So he's full steam ahead to the Miracle Mile qualifiers. And same with Maxi Man. He pulled up well from the final. And I think back to the mile, he'll certainly enjoy it. So they're both ready to go. Yaya's hot spot's not far away from a return, possibly midweek next week. And Nelson's still enjoying his little holiday and semi-retirement. And we'll sort of have a look at him in the next few weeks and see if he's ready for a return or if that's possible.
All right, and just quickly, a four-year-old you've got a terrific opinion of, God's Spirit. You've just freshened him up since he got beaten a couple of times?
Yeah, look, we were a bit confused. His first run was great. You know, he got beat probably by a fitter horse on the day, but second run was quite disappointing and we got him vetted and had a few little issues and I think the heat was knocking him around, so we've freshened him up. He's possibly going to race next Tuesday. Working this morning, and he was certainly ready to go. So we'll step him out probably. And yeah, he's an excitement machine. He's very immature, so we need to make sure that he's dealing with just how fast he is. But at this stage, we'll fire back on towards the Chariots and see where all the things lie.
Terrific. Thanks for the update. Excited about these feature open class races, but equally excited about the build-up to the Victoria Derby. And this Chariots of Fire is, I'm not sure we will ever have had a better Chariots of Fire than this one, the way it's shaping up. And hopefully you'll be part of both of those races, Shane. Good on you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
Shane Tritton joining us there. And just wrapping up, Cozzy, a reminder of those huge set of Melton trials on down in Victoria today. You'll be able to watch those on Trot's Vision. If you go on to harness.org.au, you'll be able to see the details there. So there's one trial where you've got Inter-Dominion finalist Pat's Delight, Cruz Bromax, Spankham against Poster Boy, who's a Chariots of Fire hopeful. Other horses trialling today include Centenario and Hurricane Harley, major Victoria Derby contenders, and Chariots of Fire hopeful Ride High, who looks absolutely untapped. We've touched on the Cambridge race, which will be a ripper. Turn It Up's drawn one there. The Fixer's drawn eight. And just on Tornado Valley, the Inter-Dominion champ, he added another Group 1 winning the Maori Mile at Bendigo. He's headed towards Menangle and the Trotters Mile at Menangle, which is really exciting. But before that, he's got the Cochrane Cup at Ballarat and then the Great Southern Star a week later. So that's it for the Harness Racing Wrap. Plenty to talk about this week.
Good on you, Adam. We'll catch you next week.
Good on you, Cozzy.
Adam Hamilton with On The Pace. It is 11:04, Sky Sports Radio.